What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yo, so I thought I just had it. I thought I just had it, and I didn't.
Do you have the page in front of you, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be like top. It's got to be like one of the first ones.
Well, that's what. There it is. No, see, I was looking on the top row, but it's on the second row. Sorry.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Summer vibes all the way up right now. Cancer season, stand up. Right now, it's July 3rd. Right now, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on, man. ESPN 1320. D-Lo and KC. Just KC here today. My man D-Lo is champagneing and campaigning like he deserves to. But you already know what that means, man. KC and friends. And my man Jesse, we in the building. Let me just get the particulars out the way here on this July 3rd edition of D-Lo and KC. There is no D-Lo, so what? No, we'll do it anyway, man.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
Shout out to my man D-Lo and Kenny Caraway.
Acknowledge me,
yes, sir. And we are from
the worst slums of Sacramento.
And we got my main man.
What are you doing with him?
Jesse Tappy in the building.
I can't lie. I'm a little excited today.
What's up? What you excited
Damian's
about?
Damien's not here, so who the hell knows who's going to pop up during the show? We have no one scheduled like crazy or anything like that. Like, Sarah Hodge is going to be here. I think Coach JT, Matt George, Kyle Mattson will be here. But, like, who knows? Maybe we'll get, like, the Pope or something
well,
today.
Well, I just wanted to wait until we were on air to announce this. But, yeah, we've got the 2002 Sacramento Kings will be in the building tonight.
Chris Webber will be.
No, I'm just playing.
That's a joke, by the way.
Just a joke. Because the last couple of times Damian hasn't been here, it's been President Luke Wood, Dusty Baker.
Baker was a good one.
Dusty Baker was a great one. That was great, man. So as far as I know right now, not to diminish who we have, because we got a nice little lineup here. We got Kyle Mattson pulling up back up on us. We got my man, Coach JT, pulling up on us at about 1:15. Sarah Hodges, my girl, she's coming through, 2:15. And, I mean, the man that's making moves right now. He's making moves. He's got his ear to the streets. Matt George of ABC 10, he will be in the building at about 3:15, man. So, got a lot going on, and I'm getting antsy, Jesse. I'm getting antsy. Okay. All right, let me break it all down. Let's break this down. So, rumors start coming out. Not even rumors, just, you know, kind of speculation. The rumor mill was churning, as James Hamm said last night, about a possible Jonathan Kuminga to Sacramento 3-team deal with Dennis Schroeder going to Sacramento still. Malik Monk, going to Detroit. A lot going on. And I don't know.
Can I be honest here?
Yeah. Talk to me, because I don't know if we see it the same way.
I'm not buying it right now. Not that the negotiations aren't happening and stuff like that, but Sarge, Carter, and like, because the deal's out there. The deal's out there. Sarge, Carter, in a couple of seconds. Like, that's just, so there's really just absolutely no market out there for Kuminga, huh? And they're just going to dump him.
There might not be. And this is what I was thinking about, because on the surface.
Also, it trips me out a little bit that everything is out there so public as well.
I agree. Now, here's the thing that I was thinking about, right? I was like, Sarge, Carter, I think at first it was reported 2 second-rounders. Like, that sounds crazy for Kuminga. But I like ask the question to myself. I'll ask you the question, Jesse, as well. I ask everybody the question. I know we got guests and all this other stuff, but you can holler at us for sure on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Why would that be the offer? If I'm Scott Perry, now Scott Perry knows what he's doing. He's been in negotiations. He knows how to get this done. This ain't Monty McNair. This is Scott Perry. He's been around the block a few times. Why would that be the offer?
Because he's a big old bully. He's just like, give me your player. No, I'm just playing. I don't know, because like you said, they're probably James Hammond, Kyle Madsen were talking on the inside. Like, there's not really cap space around the league for a team to sign Jonathan Kuminga and just bring him in right now. And we've seen the value of these players around the league. I mean, you can't trade anyone on the Kings, it seems, other than this little negotiation they got going on. But it seems like everyone's value is kind of low. So, yeah, like, maybe Scott Perry sees an opportunity where he can buy low right here.
I think 100% that's the case. Now, it doesn't mean that the deal can't be negotiated. It can't be modified. As people like to say with me all the time, Scott Perry probably didn't come to the table with his best offer. You know, he's still got some other offers that he can give. But I think Scott Perry looks at the situation as, Golden State, you've said in a number of different ways, you don't want him anymore. You said it when you didn't sign him to an extension. You said it when you went out and got Jimmy Butler. You said it when you didn't play him at all at the end of the season. You don't want him. Be honest with you, he doesn't want to be there anymore. He wants to move on. So let's not pretend like, oh, we'll just bring him back. You might bring him back, you know, and we're figured out that way. You could be in a situation where it's like, hey, we're just going to bring him back and figure it out later. But I want you to do that. If I'm Scott Perry, this is what I'm telling the world. I want you to go ahead and do that. Go ahead and tell Jonathan Kuminga you're bringing him back and you guys are going to go through this song and dance another year. Go ahead. Do that.
Why do you think the deal isn't done yet?
Because the Warriors are trying to hold out. The Warriors are trying
to. For what, though? To get more. To get more from the Kings, or?
To get more from anybody. I think to get more from anybody.
Yeah.
And I think Scott Perry has. This is where he's not Monty McNair. This is where being in the league and having relationships, knowing different teams, knowing different agents. I think Scott Perry then already did the work for him and called around and said, go ahead, look for a better deal. Go ahead. Hey, come get back to us after the 4th of July. Do what you want. I know you don't want to be embarrassed and be ridiculed by your fan base for only taking Sarge and Devin Carter and a couple second rounders. I understand that. Go out there, go find a better deal. And if you find a better deal, if maybe Pat Riley comes around and says, hey, I'm willing to give up Jaime Jaquez and, you know, and all that stuff. Hey, by all means, do what you got to do, because we don't really have a lot of players that we can offer right now, you know, and we're not going to offer Keegan Murray. So if you can find a better deal, I salute you. You take that better deal and you do what's best for the Golden State Warriors, Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob. Do what you got to do. I understand. But I implore you, go find a better deal for Jonathan Kuminga.
That's kind of wild, the concept that the Kings are now strong-arming teams. Like, yeah, go ahead.
But this is what happens, though, when you are experienced in your position and you know how to work these things. Now, just because that's his stance, and I'm assuming that's his stance. I don't know. I'm just kind of like reading the tea leaves, because that deal was so underwhelming. There has to be something behind it, because it was so underwhelming. That would be like That would be like, I'm not calling Kuminga this player, but that would be like Scott Perry calling Milwaukee and being like, hey, we got Saric and Carter for you and 2 second rounders for Giannis. Like, let's make a deal. Like, it sounds crazy. It sounds so crazy, you have to know something, in my opinion.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I got it to a point yesterday, it was like, the deal was out there, and it's just like, oh no, like the Kings are getting leveraged again or something like that. They're getting used again at this point. But it's like, I also see this, that your point as well, where it's like, maybe there's just no market for Kuminga. Scott Perry's called around and all that. Like, this is what it is if the Warriors want to move off of him, like they've been saying.
Right. And I, like I said, I could be wrong. This is all just me just kind of thinking about why these things are happening and why they're going on the way they are. But it just feels like Scott Perry kind of knows what the market is for Jonathan Kuminga, and at least the trade market, and is willing to say, hey, this is what I've heard. This is the intel, not telling him this, but just like talking to his team, saying this is the intel I've heard about what might be out there for the Warriors if they're trying to trade him. It could all change today. Somebody could see that and say, oh, wait a minute. If that's all it takes, we're willing to trade more or something. We're willing to beat that. That could happen. But I think as of yesterday, when all this stuff was happening, I think the intel said that's probably what it is. And you're also banking on Golden State. Once again, you don't want this young man on your team. You said it so many different ways. He doesn't want to be there. What you going to do, bring him back? I don't think that's going to happen.
You think he ends up a King at some point? Because, like, I'll stick to right now. Right now, I'm not buying that it gets done right now.
Even with everything that I just said, I don't. Right now, I'm 40. I'll take it back. I'm 30, 70. He becomes a King. 30, he becomes a King. 70, he either stays in Golden State or goes elsewhere.
Probably the same for me as well.
That's where I'm at today. But if my hunch is correct, and that's just me, like, kind of, I don't know anything. But if my hunch is correct, if somebody texts me right now and be like, you hit it the nail on the head, I'll be like, oh, that's 80% he's coming to the Kings.
If Scott Perry pulled this off, that'd be pretty close to an A off season so far, I think.
Man, if he was able to do this, because
you're able to add a piece too. It's like, okay, like now you see a future with this player and stuff like that too. Like, like we talked about it yesterday, there's not, I don't see a lot beyond two seasons with a lot of these players on this roster. But you had a Kuminga, you got Keegan there. Like, all right, now we're starting to work towards the future.
Absolutely. And I've been, I don't, Jesse, would you say I've been critical of Kuminga? I don't know if I've been critical. I just don't see where, like, his offense and the things that he does was super impactful if my team is playing against him. Like, I'm not going to just leave him open the whole time. But like I've said before in the past, if he gets 25, he gets 25. My concern is I got to make sure Steph don't score. I got to make sure now Jimmy don't score. I got to make sure Buddy Hield ain't hitting threes. Like, if Kuminga wants to go one-on-one and score, and that's, I'll take that. So that was my stance with Kuminga. That has been my stance when he's playing with the Warriors, at the least. He's a player that...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I think still has some growing to do, has some things to learn. But if I'm the Sacramento Kings, he's a player I'm taking a chance on.
Yeah, he's got all the upside in the world. Like, you definitely take a chance on him. Like, there's no real risk, I feel. Especially with what you're offering, reportedly.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And like I said, he's got things that...
Might have to move some things around after that, I think, but...
Well, Monk, in what was proposed, Monk will be gone. I'll talk to the Kings side of that. If you were able to get Jonathan Kuminga and like what I was thinking, and tell me what you think about that, man. So Kyle Mattson's going to pull up on us when we return from the break. Like I said, D'Lo and Casey is going up today on July 3rd. Casey and friends going up. Coach JT pulling up at about 1 o'clock. Sarah Hodges at 2. And my main man, Matt George, at about 3:15. We're going to have a good time. We're going to get you ready for your 4th of July weekend. Right here, D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station.
I start waking up at 6. Damn it, I'm at 6:30.
Shador Sanders, he said, I think it was 6. I think he said, if you don't wake up before 6, you're not a real man. You're not an adult.
You either have to wake up at 5:59 or you have to slap Shador Sanders.
I'm not going to Cleveland, so I'll wake up at 5:59.
You know, I traditionally... I am a Kyle Mattson from the Insiders is rocking with me real quick, man. Shout out to my man, Kyle.
What's up, y'all?
Traditionally, I am a, I don't know, 5-alarm, keep hitting the snooze button type guy.
I hate that.
That's my bag. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. If I think I got to get up at 7, I'll set the 6:30 alarm and just keep snoozing every 8 minutes. Till we get to like 7:05.
Set one alarm and get up like a grown up, man.
Nah, I can't just get up. Like I gotta work through
it. It's time to get up.
The moral of the story is that time my wife is like you.
Yeah.
She gets so mad. Like so to the point where like all right, I ain't gonna do it. I might as well not even set an alarm. I'll let you wake me up. Cause if I do that at any point in time, like, you let your alarm go off 3 times this morning. Oh man!
Legit, me and Crystal had a
in the morning.
Me and Crystal had a conversation about. I was like, "Hey, the 6 snoozes is crazy. Like, it's got to be 2 or 3 after that. You got to get up." I'm sorry.
She
don't even give me 2 or 3.
This started. I used to be a 1-alarm guy,
mm-hmm.
But in college, when you're a dummy and you go, "I could do 8 a.m. class," but then you were out till 4 in the morning,
right? Right.
Now all of a sudden your 7:30 alarm, you don't hear it. Yeah. At least if you're a sleeper like me, I was sleeping through alarms. So I now do a 5:30 a.m. alarm
uh-huh.
on this little sound machine I have. It's just birds chirping.
Mm.
It's such a nice way to wake up.
Mm.
I turn that one off. I have another alarm set for 15 minutes later. Okay. 5:15 for that one. Next one's 5:30.
Okay.
That alarm goes off. That is my, all right, I got to wake up. I'm turning that alarm off. My alarms are done now.
Yeah.
If I fall back asleep, I'm going to miss work.
Mm.
And working in an environment like this, where if I don't show up, it's not like, oh, it's a no call, no show. Right. It's not like, hey, I got to take a day. It's like, if I don't show up, it throws off everything.
I legit had that nightmare a couple of times.
Yeah. So there's, I very rarely sleep through that second alarm. Plus, I sleep with the window open or like the curtains open
mm.
and the sun comes up right over my neighbors across the street house. So I get sun right in my face.
Mm.
See, so I wake up the other day, I actually slept through my 5:30. I woke up at 6:15 still.
Mm. So you just,
I wasn't a real man that day.
Now see me, I'll sleep through anything. I didn't sleep through earthquakes. I didn't sleep through anything. Like I'm not this like super, I'm just, we're talking sleep here. I'm not this hard.
Well, I'll tell you what we're talking
heavy
about.
Sleeper. Heavy sleeper. Heavy sleeper. A heavy sleeper.
I'm not this super heavy sleeper. Right?
What were you? Hey, don't. What are you doing? Hey, don't get in the way of my game. Out here fixing games and all that.
Kyle Beasley.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that's tough. Hey, that's tough. I don't want to make a joke about it. Hey, Malik. Good luck.
Man, that situation. Wow. More and more.
Yeah.
It's tough, man.
Even the dentist is shaking him down.
Man, the barber. How you owe $26,000 to the barber? I'd stop cutting your hair after 100. What are you talking about?
Yeah, if you miss one payment, bro, don't come back.
Right. Yeah, that's a little bit on the barber, not as much on Malik. Like, come on now.
That's where there's just like, as a kid, I went to Supercuts, bro. Like, I did not go, I'd never been to a barber, right? Because, and then by 22, my hair was out of here. I wore hats anyways. Yeah. And then I eventually just started shaving my head. The idea of, what was it, 26 grand to the barber?
Yeah, 26.
In my head, a haircut costs like $20.
So,
I'm like, that's so many haircuts.
We have news for you.
That actually might just be 26 haircuts. That's all it might be at this point. Crazy.
When I went for my wedding, I wanted to get a professional head shave because right now I just have an electric shaver thing that I use. Freebird is the company. I'll give them a free plug here. But I just use that, and every couple of days I just throw some shaving cream on my head and I'm done.
Yeah.
I wanted to, for my wedding, get a professional, like, full lineup, head shave, the whole deal. And I went to this place, I sat down. She did like oils on my beard and on my face and hot towel and the razor shave. They gave me a beer while I was sitting there. And I'm like, wow, I bet this is gonna be like a $50 haircut with all this. That's crazy. She was like, that'll be $75.
Got off light.
Really?
It feels like $75 for a taper nowadays.
That's tough.
It's getting out of control.
Mine's 45 now.
Yeah.
It's getting out of control. Yeah, I had to
get that's shave my own damn head now.
Yeah, that's all.
That's free 99, bro.
Every other day. And I don't even I'd use the razor. You know what I'm saying? Extreme 3, Extreme Mach 3. You know what I'm saying? It's sensitive, you know, so my scalp is sensitive. So I got to get the same razor every time.
Barber inflation is real too, because if you've been with the same barber for the last 4 years, like, I've got to guarantee your barber's at least raised your cut of $10 within there.
Oh, it's got
barber inflation is real.
When I was getting a haircut,
it'd be a good bit if a barber blamed the tariffs. Like, tariffs crazy out here, bro.
Tariffs on chair rent.
Sheriffs.
There it is.
There you go.
Come on.
There
you go. Go ahead.
We don't got a ding, I don't think, though.
No, but we can that was fantastic.
Hey,
play on.
All right.
What do you mean you play on?
What? No one threw a flag.
What are you talking about? No one even knows what I said.
The chat doesn't even catch it.
I'm throwing one.
Yeah. Get them.
On what? On what?
I think we're picking up the flag.
Holding. Yeah, pick it up.
Yeah, we're picking up the flag.
After
review.
What happens when they take back holding? He didn't. He had, like, the shoulder pads. He had the shoulder pads.
Yeah. He was outside the shoulder pads.
There you go. Outside the shoulder
pads. No, I'm sorry. You got to stay inside the shoulder pads.
There you go.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So yeah, they
that's key.
The
it wasn't a block in the back. Wasn't a block in the back. He was in front of the shoulder. We're all good.
There we go. I'd be hating when that happens to the Niners. I would, you know, we talking Kings, but I love talking 49ers with my man Kyle. I haven't talked 49ers in a minute. I do have a 49ers question that maybe we will or will not get to. The Sacramento Kings thing. I don't know if you heard, you vaguely heard. On the handoff, it's not a conspiracy theory. I'm not exactly sure this is happening. I'm not saying anything. It's just, I'm just thinking about this Kuminga situation. And I was like, on the surface, Sarge, Devin Carter, let's just say 2 second rounders, because we've heard various reports, but those with the draft picks, but let's say 2 second rounders. I just watching basketball, knowing basketball, I'm like, that sounds crazy. That sounds ridiculous. Like, why? Like, for Jonathan Kuminga, that sounds ridiculous. No way. But then I was thinking, why would that be an offer? Why would Scott Perry offer that to the Warriors for Kuminga? Now, obviously, you talk about stuff like, hey, you never make your first offer, your best offer. Maybe he's willing to go to a, I'll just throw a player like an Isaac Jones or something like that. Maybe he's willing to go there, but he's not going to start there or something like that. Not even saying that.
Yeah, you can't start at Isaac Jones. That's crazy. Not even get to give away Isaac Jones.
But it's like, well, why would that even be an offer?
Mm-hmm.
My thought is Scott Perry being savvy, being connected, being experienced in this kind of stuff. Maybe telling Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Dunleavy Jr.
would never say this to senior.
I know the market for Kuminga.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I know who's contacted you and what they've offered you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this might be about as good as you can do.
Totally.
I also know you guys don't want him anymore.
Yeah.
You've said that a number of different ways.
Very clear.
You made it clear with not giving him the extension.
Yep.
You made it clear with getting Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
You made it clear when you didn't play him. You made it clear, your coach made it clear, when somebody asked you in the last game of the season, why didn't Kuminga play at all? And Kerr said, well, geez, Santos didn't play either. So you made
crazy.
It clear on a number of different occasions, you don't want him. So, yes, you could bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then the third factor, he don't want to be there either.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are done with each other.
Yeah, read between the lines.
Yeah. This is my offer. If you can go find a better one, maybe this one gets out there and Pat Riley says, you know what, I'm willing to beat that offer and pay Kuminga what he's looking for. I'm going to up my offer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being Scott Perry now. If Pat Riley does that, I'll tip my hat.
Sure.
I'll tip my hat. But mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to do that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any market.
I don't think he's going to do that.
I don't think there's any market for him.
Mm.
At least it doesn't seem like it because, right, a player of his talent, you would expect there anytime Kevin Durant's available, how many fake trades did we make up for Ja Morant, Trae Young, players that you perceive to be available, it's out there. This team's interested in this. This team's monitoring that. It was the Miami Heat on the Kuminga thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then reporting came out that, hey, they're off that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the Kings. So it seems like right now, based on where things stand at 12:27 p.m. on July 3rd, the Kings options are, the Warriors options are, you bring Kuminga back, either at the qualifying offer of 7.9, and then he's a unrestricted free agent next year, or you sign him to some $16, $18 million a year deal, and you play out this year, and you try and get rid of him at the deadline. You try again next summer, whatever it is. That's one option. Or they go, there's like a tolerance, right? Their tolerance might just be what you said, where Scott Perry's going, I know you don't want him. I know that we could use him. I know nobody else is making offers, so we're just going to throw this little starting negotiation out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you call us when you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our price. This is what we are willing to give up to acquire him. And the Warriors are now going to have to decide either take that offer and go, hey Miami, this is where their offer's at. Can you beat that? Does some other team that wants him can you beat this offer?
Mm-hmm.
And then go from there. I don't view this as like one. I don't agree with, and I saw this a lot last night. Oh man, Scott Perry, he's making the Warriors make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not. But he's being opportunistic with a player that the exact player archetype we've been talking about. And so he went, hey, I've identified this player who we can probably get for way below what his, like, if they acquire Jonathan Kuminga for Devin Carter, Dario Saric, and 2 second round picks. Shoot, I'll even call it a protected first. And a protected first round pick. And they get Jonathan Kuminga in the door for $18 million a year. Let's call it $72 million. And they go, hey, that could wind up being the kind of deal if Kuminga ascends and hits his ceiling. That we're sitting here in 2027 going, Scott Perry's a genius. Oh my God, they finally found a superstar. They found their perennial All-NBA guy. And they got him for pennies.
Mm-hmm.
That draft pick, that first round pick conveyed to 2 second round picks and guys that aren't even in the league anymore.
Right.
We got Jonathan Kuminga. It's a great opportunity for the Kings.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily put Jonathan Kuminga at the top of the list of players that I would have preferred for them this offseason. But dude, if you can get him for this price, this is just smart. Like, regardless of what you think of Jonathan Kuminga, there's value, right? Mm-hmm. And this is just a really, really good value play to me.
Yeah.
So I think the Warriors are in a terrible spot. They don't have to make any decisions here. Mm-hmm. They don't have to do anything. They can go, you know what? We'd rather take our chances bringing him back than take that dumbass offer.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll figure it out. Or they could go, we really don't want him. That's what we got. All right, here you go. Salute, Kings.
All right. And that offer sounds crazy. It feels like you could do better than that at any time, right? But if you sign him to whatever you sign him to,
mm-hmm.
you bring him back if you're the Warriors, and then go right back into not playing him again, what kind of offers do you think you're getting at the trade deadline?
So that's it. Is if you're bringing him back, I said this about the Kings, if you're bringing him in, you have to commit to him. It can't be, maybe we can turn him into Aaron Gordon. Like, no, man, you're turning him into your guy.
Let him be Jonathan Kuminga.
Right. And so I think if you're the Warriors, bringing him back would have to come with the admission of, all right, we got to move some things around to make sure that this guy is inflating his value.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to lose a few games early in the year in service of Jonathan Kuminga getting 30.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds kind of nuts, but I think it's a real discussion. If you're Golden State, would we rather try that? Or do we go, you know what? Devin Carter is a really high quality Gary Payton, the second replacement. We think we'll take him. Dario Saric is $5 million. I think he's expiring too.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just on the books. He doesn't factor in. We'll take the couple of picks and we'll move.
Mm-hmm.
We think we're better now than we would have been, which sounds nuts, but that might just be where they're at.
Right, and I was talking to you about because that's the exact player that I was thinking about. You could, if you're trying to sell somebody on Devin Carter or sell the Warriors on Devin Carter, be like, you're about to lose GP2. You guys obviously valued him a lot during this run. There's a younger, cheaper, I don't know if he's cheaper, but a younger version
mm-hmm.
of GP2 that mm-hmm. you could have back in your stable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's where you look at Devin Carter per se. Like, I don't want Devin Carter, but if you're looking at him, and you would know this as a Warriors fan and talking to different Warriors fans, if you're bringing him as, hey, he's going to play the GP2 role, that's extremely valuable to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody like, yo, we needed that
sure.
GP2 guy. So I don't know. Like I said, just thinking.
There's no outcome here from the Golden State side of this that is good.
Mm.
When he's the number 7 pick, you did not get him signed to an extension. You have not been able to carve out a role for him, and he has not been able to carve out a role.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in a spot where there's no market for him in restricted free agency. And you either keep a player who doesn't want to be there that you don't want to be there, or you trade him for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah. It's tough. And then you trade him for pennies on the dollar, and he may become an all-star, like best case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Like he may...
Mm-hmm.
be unlocked somewhere, and now you're, you know, 3 years later, you're looked at like, bro, like, we just gave up on that guy.
Here's my question, though, if you're Golden State. You're so ready to give up on this dude. Why would you fear that he becomes an all-star if you're so convinced that he stinks?
That's the other thing about it, right?
Not that he stinks, but that he won't ever be an effective player.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What? I
That's the other thing I would say if I was Scott Perry. What's your hesitation? You guys don't think he's that good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You in indirect, no indirect terms, I think is let it be known around the league. You don't think he's that good. What you worried about? Here, take Sarge.
We got
take Devin Carter.
We got Kyle Matson, Warriors expert here. Are his issues with the Warriors more like his just not willing to, I guess, play within the flow, or just the Warriors, I guess, also not, I guess, not kind of catering to him, but just maximizing his skill set too?
Can I do a James?
Absolutely.
Do a James Hamm?
Hit me with both?
Both.
stupid question, my fault.
No, I think it's, that's where this, again, I keep saying this. I've said this 10 times the last 2 days. We have these conversations in black and white.
Mm.
Almost everything exists in a gray area. And I think this is one of those things that exists in a gray area between the two. I think the Warriors had a very specific reason or a very specific thing in mind for Jonathan Kuminga, where they went, this is an immense talent. We can fit him in these ways, and he's going to be overqualified in this kind of Aaron Gordon-like super role player role
mm-hmm.
until Steph Curry ages out, Draymond Green ages out, Klay Thompson ages out, and then he'll be ready to just transition into being our 1A, and the two timelines works. Well, then they won the title in his rookie year. And then Steph kept playing really freaking well. And the system that he can't play in remained intact because Steph Curry is still playing at a really, really high level. And the Warriors weren't going to go, hey, to hell with Steph, it's Jonathan Kuminga time. They kept going, hey, we need you in this role. We need you in this role. Can you grab rebounds, play defense, hit a corner three, play the dunker spot? Can you do those things? And he just didn't do it consistently enough. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, and that to me is on Kuminga, because player development does not come from the Warriors going, hey, Jonathan, we're going to do these drills together. Mm-hmm. Like, no, they say, hey, in the offseason, work on these four things, come back and we'll get you in camp and see how it went. Mm-hmm. And it never went the way they wanted it to. We worked really hard, just not at the things they necessarily wanted him to work at. On the other hand, that I think is on Kuminga. Then you flip to the other side of this. And Jesse asked, was it on the Warriors? I think if you have a player that is this talented, who is very clearly this talented, and you saw it in the four playoff games that he really got to be the number one option, mm-hmm. with Steph Curry out, you see the talent that hits some open threes, gets to the line constantly.
Man, that's crazy. Too,
takes yeah. every – they didn't have anybody that could stay in front of him. Mm-hmm. And Minnesota's got a lot of really good defenders. And Kuminga just like, yep, face up, by you. Kuminga catch in the corner, bucket. Waldemov double, spin, fadeaway, bucket. It's just like, oh my God, you see the talent. And that's where I see where people get frustrated with Steve Kerr and the Warriors in this, mm-hmm. is how do you not find a role for this guy? How are you so adhered to your system? And I understand you're going to say four titles and six trips to the finals. Like, okay, but you're in a different era now. Mm-hmm. How do you not find any role? You can't find a way to fit this player in at all?
Right.
That's kind of nuts to me.
You know, the thing that was wild to me about the Kuminga, Steve Kerr, Warriors situation was the year, Beam Team 1 year. I think I have this right. You can tell me if I'm wrong. Beam Team 1 year. The Warriors were going through some stuff. They were trying to figure it out. I don't know if Curry might have got hurt or something like that. And Kerr kept playing. What was my man's name?
Ty Jerome? Anthony. Oh, my God. Hang on. I'm going to find this.
But he kept playing.
Oh, this is – Chad Hills might have it.
Because he would play the role that Steve Kerr wanted him to play.
Anthony Lamb.
Curly hair.
Yeah.
Like a shorter
– Bro, just –
Bear Jowl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, he kept playing him in those moments. And I'm not saying he was – I don't think he was giving Kuminga DMPs, but it felt like all those Lamb minutes should have been Kuminga minutes.
Mm.
And then we get to the playoffs – and I don't even know if Anthony Lamb could have played because of two-way stuff or something like that.
Yeah. And it was him and Ty Jerome.
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't even play. They couldn't play, mm-hmm. in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're struggling with the Kings. They need, you know, some wing help. Kuminga's not ready. He gets mad at him for not being ready, so he doesn't play him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you could have spent the entire year working with him,
mm-hmm.
to be ready for a possible playoff run. But you felt like you needed Lamb to beat the Hornets in January, so you didn't play Kuminga. And from the outside looking in, I could understand the frustration of people kind of watching that.
Yeah, like, for sure.
It's like, man, did you guys do everything you could to get him up to speed?
I think they did, but in a very specific way. Mm-hmm. Like, they did everything they could to get him up to speed in this lane only.
Mm-hmm.
You want to... Oh, you start drifting into this lane? All right, you're going to sit down.
Right.
Oh, you fell asleep on these two back cuts? Oh, you're going to go sit down.
Right.
Like, oh, you missed that rotation? You're done. You missed the swing to Steph? You seen that clip where Kuminga gets the ball and Steph's on the wings? That's the other sneaky thing. Again, I don't have info on this, but it wouldn't shock me just when you consider how the NBA works. It wouldn't shock me. People go, Kerr. It wouldn't shock me if it was Steph, Draymond,
mm-hmm.
Going, hey,
we can't do it. This dude
is not getting it.
Yeah.
Give me Anthony Lamb.
Very true.
Give me,
because he's not as talented, but at least he knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I people say that all the time.
The Anthony Lamb thing might have been egregious. I got it with Ty Jerome instead of Moses Moody. That was a big one, but like Ty Jerome, better ball handler, better decision maker. Like, okay, I don't agree with it, but I get that.
Yeah,
I never understood the Anthony Lamb stuff.
That
man did this move one time. He drives into the lane. He stops on his left foot and then tries to like pirouette, spin, tried to do a spin move.
He had a bag. No, he didn't.
He tried to do a spin move after terminating his dribble and taking two steps. It's
like, oh. He worked on that all summer. The guy was like shooting Nerf guns at him he was doing the move. That's how they do
the
training.
In the lab.
He had a tennis racket on his other hand.
One leg, no step, spin move. Never see it coming.
On the Kings side of things.
Yeah.
There is a belief from me that if Jonathan Kuminga.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can be had, and you think you have a good grasp on what the market is,
mm-hmm.
You go get them.
Yes.
You go get them.
Yes.
And even if you're like, I'm going to be, you know, a good negotiator and go Sarge and Carter and 2 second rounders, and I think that's his value, I would say, Scott, if they're balking on that, maybe I'm folding under pressure, but if they're balking on that, make it 2 first. Just get the guy. Get him. He's available. Go get him.
That's where you got to figure out what your ceiling is. Like, how much do you like this player? Mm-hmm. Is this a player that you're going to get because you go, oh, if we can get him for without giving up a first? Like, yeah, but if we got to dip into our first, then we're out. Mm-hmm. We're not that confident in him. Mm-hmm. But if you're confident that that's that guy,
yeah,
then yeah, man, I already love that they're exploring it. I already, like, that's a huge change. I already love that they're making an offer that's not just the most substantial one right off the bat. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. If you've identified Jonathan Kuminga as a player who can elevate your team now and be part of whatever you're building.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it for Devin Carter and salary filler and a couple of firsts. That I would do that.
Go close that deal.
Who's the better player? You have 9 firsts. You're going to use 2 of them.
Yeah.
Who's the better player? You're going to miss those first round picks.
I agree. And like I said, I'm not even sure what Kuminga's going to be.
He
might not. It's a gamble. It's a risk. But I'm willing to take that risk.
You've been on the like tanking's not the only way to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. But no matter what side you land on that, tanking or not, you were going to have to hit on draft picks eventually.
Yes.
This is a dude who turns 23 this year.
Yes.
He is younger than Devin Carter. This is ostensibly, hey, you're going to have to hit in the draft. This is one of those swings. Right. And hey, you know what? You've seen him cook in the NBA. You've seen him score 30 in an NBA playoff game against a really good defensive team. Go do it. Take the swing. If you miss,
Worst case scenario, this is a 15-point per game score. Like, it feels like we've seen the worst of Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
15 points per game this past year.
I don't think there's a world where he stinks. Like, he's out of the league in 2 years. But man, the risk versus the reward of this, even if we move that deal to 2 first round picks,
mm-hmm.
like bro,
I
say this as a massive Jonathan Kuminga skeptic.
Mm.
That is a talented ass player who is more talented than anybody on your roster.
Yes.
Go get him. He's 22 years old.
Please.
We're solving the Kings' problem.
Yes, we got much more on the way. We're going to break down this possible Jonathan Kuminga thing from a Kings point of view. What happens to the rotation, the starters, all this other stuff. I got ideas. Oh, we'll talk about it. D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, number one sports station. D'Lo and KC here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. You know the vibes. It's just KC here with you today. D'Lo out there champagneing and campaigning. I would say on a resort, Jesse, but that might just mean he's at home.
What's the difference?
You know what I mean?
I think
the resort flies to him. That's what happens. All like the people that work at resorts, like the waiters and stuff like that, they just fly to his house.
He really has no reason to leave his house ever again. He doesn't need to come work with us. Like, he has enough money to where like just generations upon generations are good.
He could build.
He really does it to hang out with us losers. Wow,
that's facts, and we appreciate that. He could build the Ridge at his house.
Yeah,
shout out to the Ridge.
Dude could take the Comrex to the resort and just do the show from there every day.
That's what he could do. Did you see the sign, the Ridge sign outside? Did you see that?
I saw that when they took the little curtain off and presented it or whatever.
That's how they did it?
Yeah, it was during one of the meetings, I think.
I didn't even know they did it like that.
Well, I don't know if we were there for that, but Joe told me that's what they were going to do, so I just pictured it in my mind.
Yeah. All right, guys. All right.
Hey, we do it right over here.
We do. But I wondered, it's over there right now, I wonder if they're going to hang it right by the doors, so we like slap on the sign.
Oh, like Michigan football and stuff like that. Yeah.
Come in, come on. We got D'Lo KC. Slap the Ridge real quick. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of love that idea.
Yeah, they need to make that happen. We're trying to figure out what's gonna go on with this Jonathan Kuminga thing. I didn't talk to Kyle about this on the air, but for those who missed the insiders, shame on you. First of all, do better in life. And second of all, how dare you? You like that there, Jesse?
We'll allow that one. Yeah, that's good stuff.
But we're doing the handoff, and we're like, you know, doing a sports talk thing and just talking about it and figuring out what's going on. And for those who missed it, James Hamm just at the end says, yeah, I expect him to be, I wouldn't be surprised or expect him, I don't know, to be a Sacramento King by the weekend. So wait, what?
Yeah, he kind of threw that out there. I saw the clip because Sakiran tweeted it or whatever. I was working on stuff during the handoff and all that. Like, all right, maybe I do buy it a little bit more. That is going to happen.
Wait, what are you talking about? How did this just happen out of nowhere that James would say that? Matter of fact, he went the whole 2 hours without saying something. I mean, he broke it down, but he wasn't that definitive. And then like, oh yeah, by the end of the weekend.
I mean, what are the odds that whoever's, whether it be Mike Dunleavy, Joe Lacob, insert whoever power that be, is maybe talking to Pat Riley now, hey, we got this deal with the Kings. Can you top that? And if not, like, yeah, this deal's going to happen then.
I think that's what's happening.
It seems like the Heat are working on a Wiggins thing too with the Lakers. I keep saying that, but yeah. I don't know how real that is.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on because now they're talking about that, like all these deals.
I think Pat Riley was asking for something crazy for Wiggins from the Lakers.
He was. It was like two first rounders or something.
It was like Rui, Dont Connect, the first, and then it was someone else. I don't think it was Reeves, but it was something else. It was like, all right, relax, old man.
Hey, you know that's my boy. You know Pat Riley.
It might
that's
be
my
a
guy.
It might be Pat, Jerry Jones, Riley right now.
My time to put Grandpa in the basement.
It's not the old days no more, man.
This boy, Pat. And I'm a big defender of Pat Riley. But oh, he's wilding. He's wilding with some of the
stuff. It's Andrew Wiggins, pal.
You know, we're watching that. We're trying to see what's going on. And I said earlier when we first started talking, 30-70, 30, he comes to the Kings, 70, he stays with the Warriors or go elsewhere. After about an hour, I think I'm upping that to like 45-55.
We did was talk to Carl Madsen.
No, but I start thinking about it more. And then I remember what James said too.
Well, that James kind of like, yeah, way. James, yeah.
James Scary White. So I'm not fully on board like it's going to happen, but that ups the percentage a little bit right there. But say he does come to the Sacramento Kings, Jonathan Kuminga. Now, and it doesn't include Keegan Murray, it doesn't include DeMar DeRozan, anything like that. Those guys are still here. Now, you got to figure out how you got to go about this thing if you're the Sacramento Kings. How do you want the rotation to be? What's the starters? And Kyle was asking me before, or actually during the break, what the starting lineup would look like. And I'm going to tell you what the starting lineup would look like if it was me, if I was Doug Christie. I got Dennis Schroeder at the point guard position.
All right, sounds good.
I got Zach LaVine at the two.
Okay.
I've got DeMontis Sabonis at the five.
All right, 3 and 4 left.
I've got
Kuminga, obviously, would be one.
Keegan at the four.
Oh, wow. Oh, I thought obviously maybe not.
And I got DeMar DeRozan at the three. And I would tell Jonathan Kuminga, I said, Jonathan, listen to me. Jonathan, hey, listen to me. Jonathan, before you get upset, just listen to me for just a second.
Kyle Madsen's hopping in there right now.
Kyle, wait. Hey, give me 6 minutes. 6 minutes, Kyle. 6 minutes. Give me a second. Let me talk about this.
You're doing it. You're making the same mistake, bro. You're making the same mistake. So no, we have to go back.
Hear me out. Yeah. I'm Scott Perry. I'm from New York, New York. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to talk to Jonathan Kuminga. And I'm going to say, Jonathan, listen to me. We got you here in Sacramento because we believe in you. We think that you are that guy. We think that you can be one of the pillars moving forward.
Bro.
We just lost our sixth man in Malik Monk because he's going to Detroit. Mm-hmm. Jonathan, your job is to come in here and get buckets. That's what you do. You're instant offense. You're the microwave. And you see that man, number 10 over there? I'm going to put your locker next to his. I want you to listen to him. I want you to study from him. I want you to understand how to become an NBA vet, a professional from DeMar DeRozan. And guess what? DeMar DeRozan going to be gone next year.
Quick question.
Yes.
For Kyle, how similar is this to what they probably told Steph Curry when they drafted Kuminga? Oh, he doesn't even have his headphones on.
He didn't hear you. But they talking to Steph Curry. I'm talking to Kuminga.
But it's like the same thing. You can't bring in Kuminga and do that, I feel.
You think Golden State didn't do this when they drafted him seventh?
All right, Corey, just answer my question. Perfect.
Yeah, but they never cashed in on it. They didn't cash. The problem wasn't the conversation.
See,
it was the fact that they never cashed in.
People delude themselves into thinking it'll work for them, and it never does.
No. Not only.
Maybe it'll work for us.
Not only did they not cash in on what they told Jonathan, they went out and got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, in the middle of year four for Kuminga, when it was really clear he wasn't going to figure it out. I think if you trade for Jonathan Kuminga, and you say, hey, John, JK, we're going to have you come off the bench. He's out.
Okay, well, hold
on. You're risking... I don't understand why you're bringing in Jonathan Kuminga if you're trying to get younger and trying to move this thing forward and still deferring to DeMar DeRozan, who, to your point, is gone next year, probably.
because Jonathan Kuminga, number one, Jonathan Kuminga says you're out, he out, and all this other stuff. I'm giving you $18 to $20 million that other team wouldn't give you. It ain't the same thing.
He wants to be that dude, though, and you're going to tell him, hey, you're coming off the bench?
You're going
to
be that dude. We're going to get there.
Okay, then why is it a big deal? Okay,
we're going to get there.
This is my
I'm actually being kind. I'm actually being nice.
If you guys want to talk about it,
I'm actually being nice to current Sacramento Kings players. I'm actually being understanding, and I ain't talking to DeMar DeRozan. Okay, I'm actually being nice.
Who are you talking about?
Who you think I'm talking
about? Say the name.
Who you think I'm talking about?
Number 13.
Okay, I'm actually being nice and showing respect if we want to go there, because I think that guy better than him. But I'm going to show respect.
Keegan Murray?
I'm going to show respect to Keegan Murray. You still in the starting lineup, big dog. You still in the line. Matter of fact, we signed you to an extension this offseason as well. I'm showing you respect.
He's passing out.
I'm showing you respect. But if I'm talking to B.J. Armstrong and Doug Christie, I'm like, if push comes to shove, that's who's coming out of the starting lineup.
Are we sure why, though? Like, that's you want right. to build towards the future. You want Keegan and Kuminga in the lineup.
That's what, I guess if it's, here's my, and this is bringing in a separate thing, and this might not relate at all. But
and I'm not Kenny A. Smith. Stop it.
No, oh, it's kind of crazy.
If it's that easy to just go, hey, yeah, you got paid 20 mil, but you're gonna come off the bench, then why was it such a big deal last year when it was like, hey, what if you bring DeMar DeRozan off the bench? What if you bring Zach LaVine off the bench? It was like, oh no, you can't do that. You can't. Oh, it's disrespectful. You can't do that.
Because they've accomplished more in this league than Jonathan Kuminga has.
Jonathan Kuminga has a championship.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. He does have a championship. But they've accomplished more.
See, here's my take on this, and then I'll leave you guys to do your show.
You do whatever. I mean,
there's so many people who turn on your show and not mine on purpose, and they're like, get this, dude.
That is bad. Did you see what the numbers was looking like today? That is cap.
No, but I think if Jonathan Kuminga was going to be receptive to that type of message, I think his tenure in Golden State would have gone a lot differently. I think part of the reason we got here is because he's not going, yeah, I'll come off the bench and do all the things that I need to. Like, no.
I think it's a little different.
I think you're selling short his desire to be the number one guy.
You're going to get there. I'm telling you. As Scott Perry, I'm telling you, you're going to get there. I think it's a little different than Golden State because they just would not play him.
He just wouldn't do the things they needed him to do.
Well, at the end of the year, Steve Kerr wasn't playing him.
Mm-hmm.
He just wouldn't play him. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm telling you, you are an integral part of what we're doing. You're getting 25 to 30 minutes a night.
You're so integral that you're going to sit behind a 36-year-old and a guy who shoots six times a game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores
and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.